It's a common saying that old enemies should bury the hatchet. Today, two old foes agreed, in effect, to dig up the hatchet and destroy it. The Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation signed an agreement with the Vietnamese government. They plan to launch what may become the first nationwide survey of the bombs, mines, and other munitions left over from the war that ended nearly 30 years ago. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
The Vietnam Veterans of America has been active in promoting reconciliation between the U.S. and Vietnam for decades. Today's agreement is another step forward in that effort. The war has been over for nearly 30 years, but leftover munitions continue to kill or maim Vietnamese civilians on a weekly basis. It's a legacy the veterans group president, Bobby Muller, wants to see eliminated.
Vietnam has the tragic distinction of being the most bombed country in history. It has almost three times all the bombs dropped in the Second World War, in both the Europe and Pacific theaters combined, having been dropped here. Since the war ended, there have been, I think, over 38,000 Vietnamese killed because of unexploded ordnance and landmines. 100,000 have been wounded. So it's hard to really communicate the extensiveness of this problem.
The first phase of the program will concentrate on three central provinces heavily contested during the war. It will utilize maps and documents provided by the Pentagon and Vietnam's Ministry of Defense. Muller says he hopes and expects the project to then expand to include all 64 provinces nationwide. The multi-million-dollar effort, he says, is funded entirely by the U.S. government and is the result of more than 3 years of talks between the veterans group and Vietnam's defense ministry.
Whenever you can get to the point of negotiating an agreement with the Ministry of Defense, you are getting to the heart of the Vietnamese government. And those are the last bastions, if you wish, of engagement by the U.S. government to really bring about a full reconciliation and an open engagement between our respective governments.
Đây cũng chỉ mới là bước khởi đầu. Sau buổi lễ này còn rất nhiều công việc phải làm cho.
Vietnam's Colonel Nguyen Minh Tham, one of the speakers at today's ceremony, also mentioned the warming relations between the two countries. But he called today's agreement only the first step in addressing the problem of what he estimated to be more than 800,000 tons of unexploded ordnance left over from the war. Vietnam Veterans of America President Bobby Muller agrees this is just the beginning, but says the time and money invested will be well spent.
I think there's upwards of 20% of the land that is still contaminated because of unexploded ordnance and landmines. So to be able to get that much return to productive purposes will have profound economic and social consequences, hopefully on a shorter term as opposed to longer basis.
And fewer casualties from a war that continues to claim lives, even though the two former enemies have made peace. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.